USA News, I'm Lance Pry. House Democrats Friday morning have released 6 years of former President Trump's tax records. It will take some time to decipher what's in them. First up, figuring out why the IRS didn't audit President Trump for his first 2 years in office as required by law. Southwest Airlines executives say they're gearing up to resume its full flying schedule today, removing limits on ticket sales and rebuilding crew schedules after a meltdown led to ruined holidays for many Americans. Executives at the airline also pledged to continue to work to prevent this travel nightmare from happening again. Disgraced GOP Congressman-elect George Santos has admitted lying on his resume after he won election in Long Island, New York. The most recent development was Santos' claim his mother died in the 9/11 attacks. Reality is she died in 2016. Representative George Santos on Fox News says the lies don't matter because he's smarter than you.
In private equity, in capital intro, via servicing limited partners and general partners. And we can have this discussion that's going to go way above the American people's head.
The U.S. Coast Guard is searching for four people who were on board a helicopter that crashed into the Gulf of Mexico Thursday afternoon. The chopper was leaving an oil platform when it crashed roughly 10 miles offshore of Southwest Pass, Louisiana. That's the state's most southern point. A soccer legend whose health had been deteriorating in recent weeks has died.
He led Brazil to World Cup trophies in 1956, 1962, and 1970, the only player to win three cups. But Pelé's presence and stature transcended the game. His only rival as the most recognizable sports person in the world was perhaps Muhammad Ali. Pelé also helped fill American stadiums to capacity when he joined the North American Soccer League in the late 70s. Pelé had been in poor health for years, battling cancer, as well as heart and kidney problems. He was 82. I'm Richard Johnson.
This is USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.
President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.66 trillion funding bill to keep the U.S. government running through September of 2023. Biden signed the bill, which passed Congress last week while vacationing in St. Croix. The traditional Rose Bowl parade in Pasadena, California, New Year's Day, is a victim of the Southwest Airlines meltdown this week.
All the flowers made it safely to sunny Southern California before the airline meltdown began, but travelers, volunteers, marching bands, and others who want to fly west in time for the New Year's Day event are not faring as well. Many are stuck at airports trying to figure out alternate arrangements. Some of the float designers are pushing ahead to the finish line without some of their most prominent volunteer craftsmen and decorators. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
A group of FTX's international customers asked a court to order shielding their names from the public, spotlighting a privacy issue. Unnamed customers of FTX.com, the failed company's largest exchange platform outside the USA, said in court papers Wednesday their identities and contact information is more important than the public's interest in an open and transparent bankruptcy process. Roads were reopening Thursday in Buffalo, New York, as authorities continued searching for people who may have died or been stuck and suffering from last week's blizzard. The death toll this hour is sadly at 39. Lance Pry, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,